Well, Jeremy Stayman, who I know for longer than either of us would ever care to admit, is with us live via telephone from Israel. This is so exciting for me. I mentioned earlier that I must discipline myself because Jeremy is responsible for the classic, incredible collection of music that we know as Shema Koleinu Volume Number 3. I played it earlier. Remember, I played it earlier this morning. And I got to discipline myself because I could spend an hour talking to him about that album. But Baruch Hashem, he has provided some brand new material for us and is responsible for a brand new album entitled Kamo Pam, Reconnections. I think I'm pronouncing that the way they intended. He'll correct me if I'm wrong. It is a full collection, a really, really a tremendous number of tracks, a full collection, full album that was just released a couple of months back. And we didn't get an opportunity when it was released to discuss it, but we have an opportunity now, and I'll certainly let you know how you can purchase it, etc. And we've already started playing it here at JM in the AM. Jeremy Stayman, shalom, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Aleichem shalom, Nachum. It is a real pleasure to be with you, and I just heard your lineup for today and tomorrow, and it's really an honor to be in such esteemed company. Right. And it's great to speak to you. And it is more years than I would care to count. It's well over 40.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. But Baruch Hashem, you're one of those people who I am very thankful to the one above, enhanced my life and continues to do so. So, I mean, in all seriousness, I know you heard the joke about me disciplining myself, but the reality is that was a landmark album, Shema Koleinu Volume Number 3. And I'm just curious, is this, you know, an occasional pursuit of yours, or have you been doing and been involved with Jewish music projects, you know, in these last three decades or since the time that album came out?
Well, it's a very serious pursuit. Every 40 years or so, I delve into it. In all seriousness, I do appreciate how you've played it over the years. It was a very special time in my life when I was a young man before I was married, and now I'm an old man and a grandfather, thank God. And I've always been on the periphery of the Jewish music field. My brother-in-law was a band leader in Ruach. My nephews are very talented and have put out many things, but I've pretty much been on the sidelines. When this opportunity came around, and I'll tell you a little bit of the background, when COVID hit, so one of the industries that was shut down was the music industry. There was here in Israel,
right, very little
going
on,
right? Your house.
Right.
Yeah. There were obviously all the concerts were canceled and musicians had very few opportunities to make a buck. And at that time, I remembered that over 30 years ago, I had written a song to the words of Rifa'enu, Heal Us, from the Daily Davening. And I had never done anything with it. In fact, my wife and kids had never even heard it. It was just in the back of my head. I said, you know what? Let me hire some of these out-of-work musicians, and let's put out a song. Let's put out Rifa'enu.
Nice.
It seemed very appropriate for the times. And we did. I got back together with my partner in crime, Rabbi Mati Kornfeld, with whom I worked on Shema Koleinu Volume 3,
right,
and with Jeff Horvich, who's a musical genius who's arranging
studio
engineering. Yeah, I've admired for decades.
Right.
And we put together a song that I think came out really sweet and beautiful and uplifting. And it was very well received. We put it up as a music video on H.com, and hundreds of people shared it. And we were encouraged by that. My mother, Aleha Shalom, sponsored the project, and we expanded it to a full album. And this really gave me an opportunity to fulfill a lot of dreams. I don't know how much you want me to ramble on about the history.
I'm just curious. I don't have the LP in front of me. I'm curious, did you compose during the Shema Koleinu era, or you were just producing and vocalizing for that album? Or is this your first effort into full-fledged composing?
So I believe that two of the songs on the Shema Koleinu album were my compositions, Or Chadash and Mimar Makim.
Oh, wow. Mimar Makim is your, we played it this morning, because in my humble opinion, that if you're going to play one song from that album, that's the one. That's the one that symbolizes the collection best.
Thank you. Funny story, because there's a lot you can do in the studio. And I remember at the time, and again, this is over 40 years ago, You know, I sang, and Mati sang, and dear friend Shmuel Schwartzmer from LA, now from LA, sang. And I remember playing, but the main, I was one of the main singers on that song, and I played it for my parents, and they said it's really nice, but why didn't you sing on it? I'm like, that is me.
That's hilarious.
So, there's a lot of studio magic involved.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just had to give our listeners a taste of it so they know which song we're referring to.
Sure.
But pretty amazing, I'll tell you. That song, I mean, God knows how many times I've played it in the last 40 years. Are you responsible for all the compositions in this latest one, or you're part of the composing
team? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. This album is kind of a reflection of different phases in my life.
Oh, wow.
And we got talent, both in terms of musicians and composers, from different stages. Sohrab Barchait has a song on the album, and Suki Berry arranged one of the songs on the album. We used people from all kinds of things. I think four or five of the songs are mine.
Nice.
There are 14 songs on 13 tracks. Two of them were written by one of my sons. They all came from two of them were written by Matti Kornfeld, and it was really a very special collaboration. We really worked hard to make every song have a different sound and be special. And our real goal with this, especially since it was a COVID project, was to lift people's spirits, not to make money on it. I don't expect to make any money on it. We just want people to listen and enjoy. It's kind of what happened was that the musicians would come in and listen. I grew up on this music of the 80s, and you mentioned Amy Rottenberg before. You know, that style of singable, melodic, beautiful songs, and that's what I wanted to do. And as the musicians would come in, more than one said something like, "Ah, Zikmopan, this is like it used to sound."
Nice.
And that's where we got the name of the album.
Nice. I love it.
And Reconnections was because every song brought in people. We reunited the surviving members of Ruach, of the Ruach band, and we brought in Gershon Voroba. And other people, you know, from that day.
Right.
And it just turned into such a special project. And honestly, what I consider one of the crowning achievements of my life.
All right. Jeremy Stamen is with us from Israel. We're only going to have time to do a couple of songs. So let's try to get some of the music now, folks. As you heard, a full collection on an album entitled Kamopam Reconnections. We'll find out from Jeremy in a couple of minutes how to get the music, where to find it these days. You know how it is, really easily accessible. So we'll get all that information coming up. But we'll start with Rifaenu, which is the one that Jeremy just mentioned. Rifaenu off the brand new Kamopam. You're listening to JM in the AM.
Say no, I don't. Oh, she ain't.
Album is called Kamo Pam. That's a riff on Anu here at JM in the AM. We're speaking with Jeremy Stayman, who, as he mentioned earlier, every 40 years or so, he seriously dabbles in the world of Jewish music, and we are the beneficiaries, to say the least. What is it, Jeremy? What is it about that song? What is it about this style that touches the heart? Not to put you on the spot, because obviously you'd have to do some self-congratulations to answer the question, but you have to admit there's something that really pierces the heart with a song like this. What is it? What's the secret ingredient?
Well, thank you. I have no idea how to answer that question, other than to say it stayed in my mind for 30-plus years. Mm. You know, there was something special about it that pulled my heart and that I wanted to share, and we were looking for just the right people. The guitarist on that song actually is Amit Yitzchak, who's Yishai Ribo's guitarist. And it just came together beautifully. And I'm no judge of whether it's whether it's uplifting or not, but I hope that other people find it that way.
Well, I think we have nothing to worry about in that regard. Jeremy Stayman from Israel. How do people order, or in this case, easily download the Kamo Pam album and the individual tracks? What would be the directions that you would give for people to find this music?
Sure. So it's available on all the regular channels, such as Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, et cetera, et cetera. But again, since our goal was to make it available to everyone, to lift people's spirits, it is available free on our website. That's stayman.com/music, stayman.com/music. It's available for free downloads. There's also a booklet there that explains most of the songs and the backgrounds and the reconnections that we made along the way. Because as I said, I got back together with people that I've known from over the years, and it's just been a beautiful experience. I'll tell you a quick story. My daughter-in-law is friendly with a bassoon player, a woman bassoon player from the Be'er Sheva Symphony. They've been friends since they were kids in London. And she came into the studio. And for those who don't know what a bassoon is like a clarinet that grew up next to a nuclear power plant. It's like... like 5 feet long, and it's got a very characteristic sound, and it's an unusual instrument for a Jewish album. But I wanted to give Parnassa to some people, and if I knew them, so much the better. So she came in, I asked her, I said, what's a nice Jewish girl doing playing bassoon? And she said, well, I'm from a large family, and I'm one of the younger children. So everybody started playing an instrument, and by the time they got to me, there were no normal instruments left.
That's great. I love it. By the way, the greatest revelation from this conversation is that there is such a thing as a Be'er Sheva symphony, frankly.
That's right. Yeah. I think the name is Symphonietta Be'er Sheva. I don't know, something like that.
I love it. Jeremy Stayman with us from Israel. All right. We want to get to some more of the music. Give us a selection of all the different items we have here in the collection entitled Kamo Pam. What direction are we heading in, Jeremy?
Well, as I said, every song kind of has its own sound. You played Rifaino, which is, very soulful,
right?
A very soulful piece. If you want something fun, you can either take the first track, which is Harachaman, which was written by my nephew, or I wrote a song actually when we were in high school together. The oldest song on the album, possibly the oldest song on the album, is Haneros Halala, which I believe is maybe the third track.
Unbelievable. Let's do that first, and then we'll get back to the other one as well. Jeremy Stayman with us from Israel. The album is called Kamo Pam. actually available for free. What did you say? Stamen Music, was it?
Stamen.com/music.
Stamen.com/music. S-T-A-I-M-A-N. Stamen.com/music. You have an option, folks. You can pay for it at the Apple Music, Spotify, etc., or you can get it for free at the Stamen.com/music. You get to make that choice. Haneros, it's from the brand new Camo Palm on a Thursday morning at JM in the AM.
Haneros, hallelujah, anachnu madikim. Haneros, hallelujah, anachnu madikim. Al hanisim ve'al haniflos, ve'al hatishuvot. Al hanisim ve'al haniflos, ve'al hatishuvot. She'osiso, la'roseinu. Bayamim bayim bazman hazeh, bayamim bayamim harei, bayamim bayim bazman hazeh. Hayomim bayomim harei, bayomim bayim bazman hazeh. Hayomim bayomim harei, bayomim bayim bazman hazeh. Bayamim bayim bazman hazeh.
Bayamim bayamim harei, bayamim bayim bazman hazeh. Bayamim bayamim harei. Bayamim bayim bazman hazeh.
Brand new Haneros Halalu. Jeremy Stamen and company on the album entitled Kamo Palm here at JM in the AM. This one is the one Jeremy just mentioned called Harachaman from the brand new album at JM in the AM. Brand new from the album entitled Kamo Palm. Stamen.com/music. Stamen.com/music. That one's called Harachaman. Haneros Halalu before that here at JM in the AM. Jeremy Stamen is with us live via telephone. So you mentioned that was the oldest song in your repertoire. Haneros Halalu. Did you write that in the high school dorm? Did you write that while running to the M100 bus? Did you write that during late night Thursday Mishmar? When did that first come to you?
I actually remember holding a guitar and playing it in the dorm. I don't remember too much about it, but I think that's where it was born. And that song actually features on the violin, Ariella Zeitlin-Hoffman, who's just a fabulous violinist, unbelievable, who added a lot to our album. And Harachaman was written by my nephew, Rabbi Effie Green. You probably played some of his other music.
Sure.
Also on the album, my nephew, Yitzi Kaplowitz, sure, is on some of the songs. And Ellie Stamen sings on one of the songs as well. So we've got lots of family talent and lots of friend talent of friends as well.
Look, the secret to great Jewish music, the secret to any popular music is great songs, and you have a touch. I mean, you and those who you've asked to incorporate their compositions into your collection, there's something. There's something there, Jeremy. There's something there. You know what I mean?
I greatly appreciate it. You know, there's a big tendency when you've recorded to go back and try and record the same thing again better and to upgrade what you've done. And we decided early on in this production we were only going to do new stuff. I mean, not every song is brand new, but most of them are, or not recorded. Most of them were never recorded before. And I think that decision paid off really nicely. And one of the things I'm really proud of is there's no filler here. We just, every song, we just kept working on it until we felt it was great and put it all together.
Don't ever re-record Mi Mama Kim. I'm telling you, I'm warning you right now. Don't ever re-record it. Don't even release a live version of it if you ever do it in your living room at a Kumsitz. Don't ever do it. I'm telling you right now.
So the shower version is out?
As far as I'm concerned, it is. If I'm the one making the decisions. Jeremy Stayman invites everybody to Stayman.com/music. The brand new album, Kamo Pam. What is it, 12 tracks? What's the total number of tracks?
I believe we have 13 tracks, and one of them is a medley of two songs, so it's really 14 songs on 13 tracks.
13 tracks, 14 songs available, absolutely free. What is going on with the Stamens? They're absolutely offering the album absolutely free. Stayman.com/music. And as Jeremy said earlier, Spotify, Apple Music, etc., they all have it. So if you want to go that route for whatever reason, you could do that as well. Jeremy, always a delight to say the least. How do we wrap up? Give me a selection. Which one would you like to play for everybody as we close out this conversation?
Oh, that's a good question. So many fun choices, and I'm going to wrap up just by thanking you, Nathan, for this very special opportunity. It's always great to speak to you.
Pleasure.
And an honor to speak to you on the air. You can either go with the second to last track, which is a song that my son learned in yeshiva. It's from the Sitanaya Chassidus, which I think is no longer around. And on that one, we have the kanun player Amir Alayev from Mishai Ribot's band playing, or the last song, which is by Rav Baruch Chait, which is kind of a wrap up of the album, where pretty much everyone who was on the album gets to sing one phrase, and that's kind of a fun song as well.
Wait a second. So what's the title of the Rabbi Chait one?
The Hachen.
You know what? Because of our because of our history and how much Rabbi Chait means to both you and me, maybe that would be the best way to close out this conversation. Thoughts?
That'd be great.
I think it would be great. Jeremy, stay well. Looking forward to seeing you in the Holy Land. And what a delight to speak to you today. And good luck with the brand new album.
Thank you so much, Nachum. It's been a real pleasure.
It's called Kamo Pam Reconnections. That's the name of the brand new 13-track album that Jeremy Stayman and an amazing family, crew, staff, and friends are responsible for, as you heard during this conversation. Go to Stayman.com/music, Stayman.com/music. It is, in fact, a new Music Alert Thursday at JM in the AM. And I should really play the right one, right? If I said we're going to play V'Hachein, I should really play V'Hachein, right? There we go. A new Music Alert Thursday at JM in the AM.
Me'achein, me'achein, me'achein levava, me'achein levava, ein le'echa, אחר ואחר לבבם ואחר לבבם אליך ואחר 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 לבבם ואחר לבבם אליך
יפה